From deep inside the Death Star in our luxurious Olive Garden studio, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Ed Richards.
And we've got a holiday coming up by the time this airs.
Yep.
It's going to be just before Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. What else is there? A lot of holidays this time of
year. Kids being happy.
Kids being happy. That's right. So happy holidays to all of you out there if you're watching. What are we going to talk about today, Andrew?
We're going to continue on the last couple of weeks. What we did was we looked at all the winter telemetry about what people are doing wrong with store apps. And 2 weeks ago, we talked about background tasks and people not having cancellation handlers. Last week, we talked about HTTP mistakes where people don't have try catches around web calls. And this week, we're just going to do XML. And so when it comes to XML, it's parsing code and mistakes like not accepting XML that's badly formed and stuff like that.
All right.
So there's an XML example in the SDK. If you want to see that, there's a link above, but if you want to see how we downloaded it, go to last week, the first couple of minutes. It's called the Windows Runtime XML Data API Sample, which is really easy to remember. They couldn't just call it the XML sample, could they?
But, oh, you know, we have a way of being wordy sometimes
yeah.
here at Microsoft.
So that's this is the app. We'll just run it. And you can do a whole lot of things, DOM loading and all this other stuff. The one I'm going to use is this third one because it's relatively easy to modify for this example. So we've got some XML here, and it's a DTD violator. If we choose this middle one, it succeeds.
Oh, what's a DTD?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not an XML guy. I'm going to tell you that people probably don't know what it is either,
yeah.
and they crash because they hit the exception code.
Okay, it wasn't just me then.
Yeah. And so the top and the bottom one have crashes. This is the exception being caught. So how does that work in the code? There is a function. Here's the button click, and a try catch, which is what's giving us all our protection. And it's catching a system.exception, which means, because it's exceptions are a hierarchy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's derived from system.exception. And so if you do throw something specific, like four down the hierarchy, and then catch something two, it will cast it down to the lower one and catch it. Because this is system.exception, it will catch everything. If you do a specific one, which may be halfway down the hierarchy, well, the ones that don't fit that casting won't get caught. So this is what's doing it, and here's how you get the error on the screen. So let's get rid of this code and see what happens. Now, and as we expect, it's going to crash, right? Because we're not catching the exception. Load settings, prohibit one's bad, and
boom,
we get the crash. So that's now deployed.
The dynamite.
Let's so we showed this last week, setting up Pressmortem debugger to catch the dumps. Let's catch one of those. Running XML, load the settings, and now this is running outside the debugger. So what's happening is procdump in this case kicked in and caught a dump file.
You'd set up procdump in last week's episode to catch those.
Yeah, I'm not gonna show it five times. And then here's our dump file. So with all store apps, we're going to look at the exception context record, and it's as expected 27B. The magic behind this is as soon as you see that, you go dd poi, which is pointer, and parameter 0.
So you're dumping d words starting at the address that points to.
Yep. And then there is a nice H result there. Now, this one's got a C on the front, which is critical, rather than an H, which is error. So what we need to do next, see if the last CLR exception matches that error code. CE584 matches it. So here's the stack of what went wrong. You'll notice that there's no inner exception. And this exception is awesome. It says, exception from H result, the H result that we know it is. So it doesn't really describe it in any way that's useful. We do get the stack, so you can see that this is scenario 3 button, which is the third one in the list that we're using, and the click event associated with that. So XML exceptions in this case are throwing a system.exception. There is actually an XML exception type as well that you should be aware of. So what do you do with this error code? Now, this is not great. I did this in prep, and trying to actually find these error codes is actually very interesting. You'll notice that all of this is just kind of like web pages trying to help you. I worked out that if you put the word description on the end, you'll get this XML parse error code. And there's another one that has the brackets deprecated on the front, which I find comes up quite high in search results. That's an XML3 list of error codes. This top one, XML parse error, is XML6. The reason why I actually kind of mentioned that is in this example is 82 is the last number in the XML3. This actually just goes over the boundary.
The other one wouldn't have shown.
That's why. So if you have a lower number, you'll get this one, deprecated error codes.
We'll put a link to that new one in the show notes.
So look at 84 description. We'll grab that, make sure we have it in our paste buffer, and go in here. Now, we saw this last week. If I grab that error code, we don't get any description for it. It's not a Windows error code, it's an XML error code. Much like last week, we had an HTTP error code that Bang Error doesn't know about, because Bang Error is all Windows based. So in here, here's all our error codes that XML can spit out. And then, surprise, surprise, DTD prohibited, which is the text that we manually typed on the screen, expecting that to pop up. And so that's how you work out what XML there is. Now, let's play with this a little bit with my... It crashed, that's why I didn't have it running. So let's do something. So that this one's going to work, right? But this, can I stop right now? So if I try to build from... Oops. Microsoft.com. This one parsed nicely, but if you get XML that's malformed, you expect things like, hey, I didn't have, there's some obvious ones at the top here, a bracket was missing, and a space character was missing.
Okay.
And so when you are doing things like, and people do this quite common with store apps, write RSS feeds, expect to have malformed data coming back, right? Expect to be pessimistic about the scenario and that people are going to have an incorrect ampersand on it. And a quick example is, they may have missed the ampersand when they write Andrew and Chad with an ampersand.
Right,
it has to be
escape
sequence into amp.
That ampersand, AMP, semicolon, or something like that, the HTML ampersand code.
Yeah, and so that it looks okay kind of when you're personally writing it up on the server end,
right?
But you need to escape sequence it when you deliver it as an XML object.
Otherwise, you'll get these exceptions.
Yep, and that's really it. So exceptions are par on the course of XML processing. You should be pessimistic about it. Looking up of XML error codes is a matter of just going to this web page and reading about it. The description usually is enough to work out what went wrong. And just be defensive in your application. Make sure that you have a error handler around anything that's going to do an XML call. So here's the load from, here's the load call that's the one that we fired to cause the issue. And get out there, pessimistic about exceptions, encapsulate all this code, fix your store apps, and get them republished and out there.
Great. Well, that's our show. As always, put comments in the show notes or email us with any questions at defragtools@microsoft.com. And happy holidays, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.